What does it mean anyway? Most women say it's a term of endearment. In reality, it's about being in a great position to excel. Your comfort there is there because you know what you're doing and you think you are deserving, and you are deserving, right? But most people think it's only about money, and that's a factor of it, but it's more so about betterment. And personally, sitting pretty also means your attitude needs to match. A lot of a person's true personality shows when they feel they're above other people. And when they think no one else can touch them, quote unquote. The way they treat others is usually not the best when they feel like they have more power over you. And to me, kindness for others is more attractive to those who have power, who are in a better position. And it makes the space more balanced when someone can still remind themselves that you are too human, right? And those who have the power and those who love to see someone who genuinely deserves to be in a position of sitting pretty, that also treats other people great, things turn out great for you. But there's always going to be those people who hate to see that you are thriving. You know, what are those things you place in your value once you get the things that you want? A lot of people, when they get to a point that they always wanted to get to, they feel like, now I can be nasty. Now I can be mean. Now I deserve to be an asshole. And that's not a position that you automatically deserve to do those things, but it's a choice. And it's just like, if you get something good, you could lose something good too. Sitting pretty requires a responsibility of protecting your ego and understand that just because it's good now doesn't mean it's going to be good forever. Just because you can be nasty to people now doesn't mean you could be nasty to people forever. And sometimes our Creator gives us a great opportunity or great people to see what we will do with it, what we will do with these people. Will we appreciate these people or will we disrespect these people? Will we fumble these people? Is it a continuous thing where good people keep coming into your life and then they leave based on something you did, based on your mouth, based on your actions, based on you just feeling entitled? You have to be honest with yourselves about shit like that. Okay? Which is why I can't look back on people I left. I can't look back on jobs I left like, oh no, I just wanted to let you know that I do appreciate you for listening to today's podcast. Indie podcasting isn't easy. It's not an easy thing to do. But if you remain consistent and you know what the purpose of your show is, it can be enjoyable. Trust me. And I may not have a network, but I do have a team. I have a pod fam. And it's just a group of collective podcasters that are in podcasting for different reasons. We all have different podcasts and we talk, we critique, we give feedback, we support each other. And that's good enough for me. And I support other creators that also podcast, not just me. Hence, Shambi Podden is my name. I support podcasters. On my page, you might find me repost other podcasters because I support people who have created something fresh, something new, a different approach that always doesn't have to be what the masses are doing. And I like to see them grow. And if I find something interesting, I like to clip it and I like to repost it so someone can be like, okay, let me check this out. Well, let me go see what this is about because I want to hear the whole episode. That's how I support. I let people know. I share links. Okay? So listening to today's show should leave you with better thoughts, whether it was She Gets It Pod, Cozy Womb, Creator, So What Page We On Bid, The Real Relationship Rapport, Wear It Right with Shan, Call Me When You Get Off, which is Gigi's pod, Loud Mouth Stereo, which is discontinued but is still available. If you need more about what I do, try me at shambipodden.com. I appreciate you. On there, you can find books. You can find other things that I'm into, my media kit. You can also find all of the podcasts having their own pages, and Thick Grits and Pods, which is a monthly blog that I put collective thoughts on just to encourage podcasters, keep it fresh, and keep you goal-oriented throughout the seasons. But I appreciate you so much for checking out this podcast. I'm going to get back into it. I apologize for interrupting. All right. Need to go back and ask them for my job? No. Before I know I'm leaving people, I know why I'm leaving people. Before I know I'm breaking up with people, I know exactly why I'm breaking up with people. I think about it. Before I know I'm leaving a job, I know why I'm leaving that job. I don't need to talk about it. I don't need a conversation. There's nothing that you can fix. When you treat people with the utmost, it is okay for you to leave and not look back. Because what you find is the person who's most bothered, who's at fault, has the most to say about that situation. And when people pass in this life, make sure that you showed them their value when you had them. I sleep very good at night. Shout out to my 1250 thread count silk and cotton sheets. When you get older, you understand why your bedding is so important. Why your parents hate for you to be in their bed or hate for you to be in their room. Okay? But it's not about looking like you're good or just having a good position. It's about what you do when you're in that good position. What you do for yourself. What you do for your family. What you do for your friends. What you do for the people who can't do anything for you. How do you treat people? Okay? How do you treat people when you're in a good space and they aren't? Because even for you, if you're kind to people who can do nothing for you, it will reduce your stress. It makes people happier. Doing for people from a genuine space is an amazing feeling. Just showing up for those who never experienced it is an amazing feeling. But also, when people have not experienced someone showing up for them in a certain way, that too can breed a certain level of entitlement. Some people struggle to see a different perspective of what they did in a certain situation where they feel like they were in the right. And when they look at it from a different point of view, if they put themselves in someone else's shoes, they see that, no, maybe I was looking at this wrong. And I too had to do that sometimes. Maybe I was looking at this wrong. Maybe a person thought it was more than what it was. Maybe a person did not see that value. And it's hard, but sometimes you have to be okay with people not seeing your value. That way you know those people are not your people. When people can put themselves over everything and have no grace for others, that's when you know people are not your people. And sometimes opportunities are temporary. And sometimes situations that you are in that are good right now are not always going to be good, and that's okay. But sitting pretty requires a certain level of responsibility, and a lot of people are not prepared for that. So be careful what you ask for.